This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue today with our study of why so many marriages fail as we continue our study of the series, Marriages for Those Who Love God and One Another. Today I want to suggest to you, after having already discussed quite a number of reasons in previous programs as to why marriages fail, to suggest that some marriages fail because the husband does not love the wife as Christ loved the church. I have already discussed with you the fact that sometimes wives try to become the head of the family, but the Bible teaches this should not be the case. But surely no wife would fail or would fear to submit herself to a husband who loves her as Christ loved the church. Of course, no husband can do this perfectly, but the love, if it can be called that, of some husbands is so far from this, that is, it's obvious from their actions, that the marriage fails. I've already said a little about this, but let me again refer you to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 33. In that passage, Paul declared that Christ loved the church so much that he gave himself up for it. Christ loved the church in spite of the weakness of its members. He knows that none of us is perfect, and yet he loves the church anyway. Husbands are taught to love their wives in the same way, that is, realistically, recognizing her weaknesses and shortcomings, and loving her in spite of them. But some men enter marriage thinking they have married a perfect person who has not one fault or weakness. But after a short while of married life, he comes to see that his wife, just like himself, does have at least a few shortcomings. He sees that she is not absolutely perfect as he had thought when he was married. He is then disillusioned and unhappy. Many times this disillusionment becomes the ground for a divorce. At least it becomes the ground of unhappiness for those who will not grow up and view the matter realistically. Then please note that Christ loved the church in a sacrificial way. He gave himself up for the church. Now friends, this is the way husbands should love their wives. Selfishness is at the heart of most unhappiness in marriage. Christ also loved the church in a purposeful way, that is, with a great purpose. His love had a purpose, a goal, an aim. Just so, the love of a husband for his wife should have a goal, a purpose, an aim. The goal of Christ was that he might present the church to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Every husband ought to have in mind the goal of bringing, or perhaps helping, I should say, his wife to walk more closely with God each day of her life. He should recognize that his marriage is an affair not only of the heart, but also of the spirit. Also, Christ loved the church without reservation. He did not hold back his own life. Just so, Paul said that the man who loves his wife loves himself. So intimate is the husband-wife relationship that in the sight of God the two become one flesh. Paul said, "No man ever hated his own body." To learn how to truly love others, we should study how we love ourselves. So close is the relationship between husband and wife. When one loves his wife, he loves himself. Man needs the tenderness and sentimentality which his wife can give him. He needs the atmosphere she provides. Men without women do not present a desirable atmosphere. During times of war, when men are separated from their wives and are placed where there are no women at all, the atmosphere is quite different from what it is where there are women. There is a loss of delicacy, a loss of beauty, a loss of refinement, a loss of tenderness. At least there's a tendency that such will happen. On the other hand, women need the strength, the courage, the independence, the leadership of men. Just as men and women need one another physically, so they need one another emotionally. Each complements the other. Each provides something the other needs. We also need one another spiritually. But sometimes marriages fail because husbands do not love their wives in the way Christ loves the church. Perhaps if men would begin to do this, wives would be more willing to submit themselves unto their husbands. But our time is gone today. Read your Bible, study it, and apply it to your life. Make your marriage truly great as God would have it to be, and be with us next time as we continue this study.